Bit for business. When's Bit for Business coming out?
You think that's a good title?
The greatest I've ever seen in my whole brain. No, I mean my whole life.
Hi, it's Dan Patrick. It's time for another edition of Bad for Business Podcast with my buddy, Jerry Farrar.
Welcome to another episode of Bad for Business, everybody. I don't know how I feel about this episode already because it involves something that I did not fully enjoy, and we're going to dissect it. It's one word. It's called camping. I am not alone in this episode. I have some of my fellow campers who are in the group with me. And as always, who's always on the show, Bree's here. Bree, you're also on the camping trip with me. Say hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we are joined by two other campers who are actually pretty damn good at camping. Tara King, a friend of Bree's.
Friend.
Hi.
Whoa. Someone a little nervous?
She's never done a podcast before.
I took a sip of my beer right before.
Now let me ask you something, Tara.
We are drinking.
That was my first time camping and I was a little nervous. This is your first podcast. Are you a little nervous?
No, not yet. I'm a little drunk.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
No, that's okay. By the way, I'm looking at your
super
beer
nervous
account. You actually have a backup beer.
No, I had a backup beer.
And now you're into the backup beer.
Yes, this is.
Well, there was a lot of drinking while camping, but just tell the audience, okay, you're a veteran camper, wouldn't you say? How many times have you been camping in your life?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
That's how many times you've been.
Yeah, I suppose. Not that many. More than you, definitely.
And you truly love camping.
Like, I
you
love
get excited
camping
for it. It's your thing. It's kind of your thing.
It is my thing.
Say?
I would say it's my thing, yes.
Bree, how many times have you been camping?
I've been camping a lot in Ohio and
so you grew
in
up
LA
camping
with Tara. Tara's kind of my camping buddy in LA.
All right. Well, we have another guest with us. He was actually on the Fantasy podcast not
yes,
that long
sir
ago. We'll just call him Camper Luke because when I say Camper Luke, I mean, this is if camping is Tara's thing, then leading a camping group would be your thing. Like, talk about your experience levels, camping, safaris, all that crazy shit you've done.
I mean, my whole life, I went camping with my parents across country every summer. We'd go from New Jersey to the West Coast almost every summer. Most of the time, we'd stop in Minnesota, but camping every
everywhere
night. Every night, all the time.
So you yeah love camping. It's something that you did since you were a kid, and you will do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, my 13th birthday, I went backpacking in the White Mountains in New Hampshire with my dad.
And didn't you, like, do some kind of crazy shit in the Amazon or something?
Yeah, after like season 3 of Entourage.
Right. Luke worked on Entourage. Did we always have to get one Entourage plug in every yeah episode?
I left and I went down and became a wilderness adventure guide for a company in South America.
So you're Captain Wilderness, basically, is what you are.
I led tours. I led tours that started in Ecuador and ended in Argentina. So
Jesus,
I'd go across the whole continent.
All right. Well, I'm going to give everybody listening my background. I've never been camping. And a couple of weeks ago, if not maybe a little more than a month ago, I wrote a blog because I agreed to go camping with this group. Bree asked me to go. She said Tara was super excited. And then I wanted to get Luke on the bandwagon because Luke's a friend of mine for a long time. So I felt safer knowing that I had another dude with me who knew his way around camping. But I have never been camping because I grew up in Brooklyn. All right. There's no woods anywhere. It's a concrete jungle. And you didn't really like go on your vacation and say, hey, we're going to go camping. Like, you went to maybe the Pennsylvania would be like the closest thing to
the Poconos,
but you don't really camp. You have like a cabin or something,
yeah,
and it's usually in the summertime. So I have a list of things that sounded awful to me that I wrote about for camping. All right, here's the things that have kept me from camping because you haven't read this yet, Tara.
No,
you?
I have not read this.
First of all, we went to, where did we go? Kern River.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what, the Sequoia, Mountains?
National Park.
Sequoia National Park.
Yeah.
That's 4 hours away from LA where we live. So
Jerry hates car rides.
I hate long drives, basically.
Great driver, though.
I'm a great driver. I was the driver on this trip. Let me point out, too, while we went camping, there was others in this group. Bree's sister was along with us. She's not in the studio today. And Bree's dad, who I had not gotten the chance to spend a whole lot of time with. So essentially, I'm camping with my friends and my girlfriend, and I'm also bonding with my girlfriend's family, some of which I'm just really getting to know under circumstances that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So the drive's a pain in the ass, and it frustrated me because all along the way, I was seeing other campsites much, much closer. Second, the bug situation. Not a big fan of bugs, all right? When I was growing up, my mother, literally her biggest fear in life was my brother or I getting bit by a tick. because there was an urban legend in my neighborhood. Some guy went hunting, got bit by a tick, got Lyme disease, and no one ever heard from him again.
Dun, dun, dun.
So if we were in any grassy area, she would scan myself and my brother and all the cousins for ticks regularly. The whole no internet, phones, iPads, all that stuff, you know what? That actually was attractive. That was chalk one up for plus side on camping. I enjoyed staring at you guys around the fire and no one was looking at their phone.
There was a payphone though, which I believe someone used here.
There was a payphone. You didn't like the
we'll
no.
We'll get into that later.
The no social media.
Well, when you heard there was no reception, you freaked out. I remember that.
I did. I mean, what anxiety. I actually, here's anxiety. My exact quote. All right. I am truly connected to my iPhone. This is one thing I look forward to on this trip, but this will be a great experiment to actually see if we have stuff to say to each other around the campfire. Can you imagine if Verizon put up a tower at the campsite? The campfire would look like every coffee house in LA. Imagine if there was like great cell phone service.
That's very true.
It would ruin camping. All right. Next is the camping gear. And that's where you come into play a little bit, Luke. I feel like camping is won and lost. Tell me if I'm wrong, Tara and Bree. With your gear. With like your trip to the supermarket and your trip to the sporting goods store.
We had no gear. We had to go get all of our gear. We had the best Big Five trip.
It only takes rookie. Your first camping trip, and then you just build from that. Which, and as long as you have whiskey and beef jerky, you're kind of good.
By the way, though,
so your two keys are whiskey and beef jerky?
Oh, yeah.
Those are your keys to camping.
Survival.
Yeah, I mean, you can really survive with whiskey, beef jerky, and maybe a tent.
If you could only pick three things to bring with you
ooh,
camping,
I like this question.
Tara,
oh,
and yes. You guys also choose. Hmm. What would you bring?
Whiskey, beef jerky, and a tent.
That's it. Those would be your three.
You have to have those, or you're not camping.
Luke, what would you bring?
Practically thinking, like, I would go with like a water purifier, a way to make fire, and maybe like a tarp.
Now,
he
let
brought
me
a shower.
Yeah, let's talk about camper Luke for a second, because I drove us on this trip, and it was me, Bree, her dad, her sister, and Luke in the car. So we had five. That's a pretty packed car.
Yes,
very. Luke. I mean, he brought a stove. He brought a shower, a portable
Luke
solar
had more
shower.
Bags.
He brought
than my dad, my sister, and me combined.
I was worried about Jerry.
But he had everything. You saved us a couple of times.
Did you say you packed extra for me?
Yeah, I wanted you to be comfortable.
What would be your three essentials? If you could only bring three things on an overnight camping trip, what would be your essentials?
I would bring something to make a fire, because campfire is the best part of
camping. Well, that covers your food and warmth.
Right.
Like
you can cook stuff on it. Keeps you up at night, you know?
Yeah.
Keeps animals away from the campsite.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
See, that's a big bonus. Animals don't like fire.
Would you bring your solar shower?
I would not.
Which I use.
I didn't use
my solar shower later. Bree, what would you bring?
I would bring beer, sausage.
What? That's
sausage
so
is key. If I can bring you
as in food,
you going camping
and
or you going to a Dodger game and a machete. So you're going to sleep on the floor with no tent.
I would rather sleep on the floor with no tent
with a machete in your pocket
and have protection from like an animal than have no protection.
I have a
tent.
Question. Did you guys have a machete?
No. Okay. I went to the camping store or the sporting goods store because I didn't have anything.
A week before we even went, Jerry went on Amazon. What'd you order, Jerry?
Well, I went on Amazon. a good buddy of mine who's been on this podcast before, Charlie O'Connell, told me that he just bought a taser gun, like a taser prod. Ooh. Almost. And that sounded really interesting to me, but I'd never buy that until I agreed to go camping with you fuckers. Mm-hmm. And then I went to look for it, and they were back ordered, so then I just bought a simple handheld taser.
But you wouldn't let the drunk people play with the taser. I remember that.
And why do you think that is, Tara?
Because you're no fun when you're camping.
Yeah, because you know what?
Oh, whoa. That's what I mean.
I am no fun because I could totally see someone
uptight.
Coming up and
Matt
fucking...
Matt Mark brought a machete.
Yeah, machete's good to have. I also brought a little knife. I
like
brought weapons.
Though.
And then you calm me down because I'm also afraid of bears. Okay, I don't speak bear. Right. And that's their fucking home turf. 100% we are in their house. Let's not kid ourselves, Tara. You're making a face.
I didn't know there were bears there until you came.
There's bears, all right? So you brought what, bear spray?
I always it's recommended when you go in the back country, which we kind of weren't in the back country, but you bring a bear spray, which is like a big can of pepper spray, but made for bears.
Well, I bought a nice new tent. We bought an air mattress. I bought, you actually kept taking out the bottles of bug spray I was buying, and I kept putting
it
back in my cart.
Four bottles of bug spray.
Fair enough.
And I will get to it later in this podcast about the ride home and how all I smelt was bug spray. It was awful. I had to keep rolling down the window.
If it's possible to overdose on bug spray. I did. My skin was like sticking to itself. Well, look, I still have not made my decision on whether I'd ever do this camping shit again. I'm going to hopefully make that decision at the end of the podcast.
I think so. You made that decision at the end of the first day.
Judgment. But I did document some of the trip with these little voice notes. So does anyone want to add anything before we get into the voice audio clips of the camping trip? Brie, would you like to set anything
up? Let's get into it.
You just want to get into it. Terry, you have anything to add?
Let's set up.
You want some beef jerky?
Yeah, Terry. We almost stopped and got beef jerky on the way here.
Because I got whiskey. I just don't have the jerky.
Can I just note?
We should get the whiskey.
When we're talking about gear, that the lantern that you bought from Big Five is in the middle of our table right now on, because he thinks it's so cool, lighting up our room.
I just think that, I really think that camping is won and lost at the sporting goods store, and I feel like that was a good purchase, and you know what? It's still fucking lighting.
For $9.
And it brings the whole room together.
You want to talk about my three things?
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
I bring a fucking tent, I bring my fucking taser, and I bring that lantern. Because you know what? It gets pitch black over there at Kern Park. And you know what? To hell with you guys for bringing me to a professional campground. This isn't for rookie. This was a professional campground. I'm setting up the clips. We're going to start
playing. What's the name of the campground? Fairview.
Fairview. And there was a bathroom.
Yeah,
and not parking. Parking. Pull up parking. You didn't have to backpack anywhere.
No running water
in the bathroom. And designated campsites. That's...
Yeah, it was pretty easy, actually.
Here's clip one. I think this is from like when we just got into the car after we packed all of Luke's 150 pounds of gear.
All right, where are we going?
I think we're going camping.
We're going camping. Where are we camping?
Sequoia!
Sequoia! Woo! We just got in the car. The car is jam-packed. 5 people. Trunk is full. How many miles do we have, Jerry?
We have 99 miles till we get to the campground. And actually, I don't really have an exit, so is it going to tell us where to go once we get into town? Okay.
And how do you feel about your first...
You know, I'm pausing for a second, because here's what I'd like to say, okay? Ooh. 99 miles till we get there, so my car said, right? 99 miles, that was like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That was nothing, but... We actually had 25 miles left, and those 25 miles, you could only drive 5 miles an hour up a giant mountain.
And, like, around curves.
Which took about 2.5 hours to get up the mountain. So I just wanted to interrupt and say
Thank God Brie didn't drive.
I was already misled. And I don't like driving. I don't mind road trips. I don't like being the driver on road trips because I can't concentrate that
long. And not to mention, me, Luke, and my sister were shoved in the back seat. Sitting on like an air mattress and a pillow,
mention,
so we didn't have enough room for it.
All you guys were
and
on
my
your
dad
phones.
And Jerry were in the front seat.
Wait, I heard about this. Wait, what were you doing the whole time? You told me about this.
The whole
something
time,
something with
where?
A cat app or something.
Oh
yeah,
God,
the
not
My
me.
Talking Pet.
These two girls.
If you don't know about this app and you have animals,
it's
download
terrible.
It now. It's called My Talking Pet. You can make
not one of our sponsors.
you can make your pet talk. It's the best app. Ever.
It was like the worst. 35 minutes of my life.
I hate road trips because nowadays you look at everybody else. They're supposed to. In my day, when I was a kid, you'd have a co-pilot who would have to stay up and kind of talk to you and play the radio and all that. Her dad did the best he could, but the backseat was fucking useless. You, Brie, and Lauren were useless back then.
I answered a lot of trivia questions.
Yeah,
correctly.
We played trivia
for 8 minutes. It was the worst trivia ever of all time.
I had the best experience driving up with Matt Mark because he's an avid camper and apparently
he's a good camper.
He's an amazing camper. He's
camper
like you,
Matt.
So he drives and apparently I'm in charge of the radio. I have to feed him Starburst, give him water. I control the air conditioning.
That's fair. True co-pilot.
I had no idea that I had to do this. It was a blast though because he drives really fast. We got there in like 3.5 hours.
True co-pilot. I did not have
you.
That. Our dad and I were not at the place where he could feed me Starburst. We're just not.
How about
not
now? Are you at the place now?
Maybe he'd give me a piece of gum.
He could
I think.
Feed me Starburst.
We'll get to that. What did you say, Luke?
We will.
I
get
feel
to
like
that.
I feel like you kind of were like it was baptism by fire for you. You know?
Yeah. Look, I've found that. I could overthink anything. So I just at some point it's like a cold pool. You just like what are you gonna put your toes in? No, you fucking jump in and you just freeze.
Yeah. How many times did you jump in that pool? Once?
Once. Very quickly. We're going to play the rest of this first clip.
Your first time going camping.
Here's what I'm most upset about. We've been on the road for like an hour and a half and I've seen a lot of signs for other campgrounds. So I don't love the fact that I'm being brought out 4 hours to a professional campground while I'm the rookie. And I know you guys are already plotting to scare me with bear stuff. And I want to point out, my taser's charged. So just be careful when you come scaring me in my tent. I would hate to have to accidentally tase somebody.
All right, we'll check back in when we get there.
We're turning.
And I meant what I said. Because I know one. And what point did you guys plot? Was it like the night before, a week before? Who was the first person to say, "Let's scare Jerry"? Of you did.
I feel like I would have absolutely done it, but then I realized that like this is a real fear for you.
It is a real fear. Bears.
Did we scare him?
No one did because I announced when I got to the campground.
I wanted to until he purchased.
When you guys saw my taser at my hip, like, I'm not fucking around. You try and sneak up behind me, go. You get.
It could have just been.
He
would have drunk.
Me. I was sleeping next to him.
You're gonna get 8 million volts. 8 million volts in your juggler.
Do we have the taser here? Can we?
I'll go get it so we can hear.
Would you like to
it?
Take a tase?
I will tase you for $1.
You will tase me.
And you'll make him give you $1?
I feel like that's a bad bet.
I feel like it's a great bet.
Well, I felt misled already because that car ride was a lot longer and there was tons of other camping grounds that were only like 45 minutes outside of town.
Southern Kern is not where you want to go. It's really rocky. It's class 3 and 4 rapids and that's where you're going to get hurt.
And that's where we went.
No, we were northern. We were upper Kern. We were great.
And then like some, I hate to bring this up, a kid passed away like jumping off a cliff.
That week, right? They hadn't found him yet when we went. That was sad and scary.
Fucking awful.
Did they find
Mind you, I'm still the only one who wore a life jacket down that river.
I didn't even go
That's
down the
true.
River.
That's true.
You didn't go down the river?
No, I held down the fort.
See how much I remember of this trip?
All right. Well, I think we're about to arrive in this next clip.
All right, we're turning around now. All right. We arrived.
That sounds about right.
At Sequoia National Park. It's more like a desert. I imagine more woods, but it's more like a desert. It's about 110 degrees. I'm wearing all black with black socks and black shoes. I didn't really think of that. We are on a lake, which is pretty, it's like a flowing lake. Moves pretty
otherwise known as a river.
I'm about to go build my first tent. There's a lot of red ants around that look like they hurt.
Let me point out, I don't know the difference between a lake or a river.
It's a flowing lake.
A flowing lake, a.k.a. a river. I don't really know the difference. I'm not good with bodies of water.
Okay.
Just wanted to point that out.
I know I sound like a little baby right now. The bathroom to go number 2 is absolutely one of the worst sights I've ever seen in my life. But I'm kind of walking around with my knife on my waistband and my taser in my pocket. Does not look like there will be any bears here. We have tons of liquor. We have tons of food. The group's great. It's just really friggin' hot. I'm gonna go build this tent. I'll show you what we do with this tent life.
Yeah, I've never built a fucking tent, and now I have to perform in front of Bree's dad and just show her how much of a man I am with the tent that I built.
I'd like to talk about that too.
Let's talk about the tent building process, because your tent was up in 14 seconds.
Yeah.
You Tara had gotten there before us with Camper Matt.
Oh yeah, we got there super early so we can enjoy the whole
day. So you were already set up with the other campers. Bree and I and her family and Luke arrive. Go ahead, Luke.
I mean, I just want to sympathize with you a little bit. Like,
thank you.
And this is very.
That's all you're gonna get.
Well, no. Like, all right. Jerry goes out camping for the first time with his girlfriend's father, who's obviously done this a few times.
He's an outdoorsy guy. He knows
his
way around the outdoors.
He's a pro.
So city slicker Jerry, on his first trip, has to kind of like man up, show he can take care of the guy's daughter. Like, and we put him in a situation that was a 100% rate of fail.
Yeah, I was supposed to fail, but instead I won't say I was a hero, but I survived.
Did you survive?
We're gonna get to that. Let's tease. There is a little bit of controversy as to my exit of the camping ground, and we'll get to that later in the episode. But the trip was cut short, and we'll get to the exact reason why.
We camped for one night.
we'll get to the exact reason why. But I had never built a tent before, and Luke did put his tent up in 14 seconds. Tara could build a tent. Bree could build a tent.
Well, you guys didn't you have a really big tent with like 2 bedrooms?
We just bought it. We bought a two bedroom, two bathroom.
We got a little carried away.
Because you only need a 2-man tent.
You guys bought a queen size air mattress to fit in a tent that doesn't fit a queen size air mattress.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I know.
I have no idea.
We should have told you not to. I feel like I should have floated down the river Or the big
on
lake.
The mattress.
On the mattress. I know. That he's sleeping, I want to do it. That.
Well, anyway, Bree's dad is putting together his tent that he owns, that he brought
him
from Ohio. He imported his own tent. And I'm struggling with Bree, and all I could really do, and Luke's helping where he can, but because his tent was up already. So now we're like hammering in the poles, and that's where I think it all went wrong.
Oh, someone's tent is blowing away.
That was Luke's
tent. Hey, Luke, your tent just blew away.
Because his tent was up already.
Luke,
yeah.
Your tent's blowing away. Here we go. Your tent just blew away, and went that way. I think it scratched up my car. I think my car
scratched. That was my biggest concern.
It didn't.
Nah, you're good. Shit. I just cut my fucking finger so bad, and everyone else got their tent in the ground, and I'm, like, drilling on rock. It's like Armageddon when they're drilling into, like, unbelievable rock. I'm, like, nailing my tent into rock. Fuck.
All right, so apparently,
F-bomb at the end there.
Look, this is a cursing episode. Apparently, there are.
I fucking didn't know we could curse.
Oh, you can curse. I mean, we try to limit it because our sponsors don't like it, but
we have no sponsors.
Beef Jerky's our sponsor.
Can I get a free T-shirt or something?
Yeah, Jack Link's Beef Jerky.
Tara, we have no sponsors. Beef Jerky's our sponsor. No, we don't have sponsors. You can curse all you want.
I
in
love
this one.
Beef Jerky. Can you hear me?
So right around the time we actually got the tent up, we were like hammering in the poles, I guess you would say. And the one job I had was, here, Jerry, take this rock and hammer in this pole into the ground. And
the metal sticks.
The metal sticks, whatever the fuck.
You know we had a hammer there too, right?
They're called stakes.
Stakes.
Oh, were we being mean and not letting him use the hammer?
No one let me use the hammer.
He was using a rock.
I was using a rock, and basically I bashed my finger with the rock. My fingers cut open, and the pole just ripped right out.
Which, by the way, Jerry, that is a veteran move to use a rock. And people don't carry hammers with them in the backcountry.
See that, Tara? I'm an advanced player.
We took the good site. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You get to this great campsite, and it's on the flowing lake that is also known as a river. And all the good spots were gone.
You got to get there early.
We were in close quarters to your dad and your sister's tent.
Mm-hmm. We were right next to him,
but we
actually
did have, and I was very proud of this. But
is that weird?
It did not fit in the
only
tent.
Only for the dad.
We did have a queen-size mattress that I forgot to buy the batteries for the air pump to blow it up.
Let me ask you a question, all right? So far, how's the camping experience been?
The camping experience is going great.
It's Bree's sister.
We're blowing up our air mattress. We had a little delay. Forgot some batteries, but...
I forgot the batteries.
Jerry forgot the batteries, but we're solving things. Bree is successfully blowing up our queen air mattress.
Do I look like I know what I'm doing?
Yeah. Besides your little bleeding incident.
Oh, I'm bleeding her. Tell them.
I kept going up to people on the side and asking them if I was doing a good job camping. I would go up to like Lauren, Bree's sister, be like, Lauren, am I doing all right camping? And she's like, yeah, everyone's super supportive, but
we didn't really want to lie to you. But we're having fun. We're drinking whiskey.
Well, the fun hasn't started yet. We're gonna let the clips go a little bit.
So it's now nightfall on the campground, and Camper Luke has got the fire going, and we're cooking some sausage and corn. I'm officially relaxed, and I'm drunk.
This is where camping got fun.
It got fun.
It did.
This is where camping started to work.
This is where Tara started walking around with a Jameson bottle.
She excels at this part.
This
of the
is
night.
When people started accepting the Jameson bottle and walking around with for a while.
You also, you're good at peer pressure.
All
right. You're not like, drink
especially
this.
Especially peer pressuring my dad.
Oh, her dad loves the Jameson.
Oh, wait, what happened with that? Why don't you guys talk that out?
Yeah,
let's
like
just say Tara got my dad to drink a little bit too much Jameson.
No, we just had more fun than you guys.
Yeah, you guys had some fun.
At one point, Bree got really mad at me and was like, don't make him drink it. And he looked at me and he just took the bottle and drank it.
He did it out of spite.
Ooh, I saw that. I was there for that moment. And I feel like that pissed you off a little, Bree.
You know.
There was anger. The next day.
Ooh, you guys had to have like a, hey, let's go talk for
a
second.
Well, I woke up thinking everything was dandy, and she was like, Tara, don't do that.
I remember that.
I was like, what do you mean? She's like, last night. I was like, well, what fill me in.
The air was definitely thick in the morning, the air.
I know, that was awkward.
Drama.
But then it was fine.
Now,
the neighbors had fun. We had neighbors come.
The neighbors did come over. We had a great, they were, I feel like newlyweds almost, right? They were married.
They were teachers.
And it was her birthday.
It was her birthday. She will come back into the story later because she did end up getting bit by a tick.
Oh.
I woke up the next morning, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, and her husband's like, yeah, we're going to leave. She got bit by a tick, and that's where I was like, oh, there's no ticks over here, huh, guys?
I had no idea there were ticks.
Because everyone told me there's no ticks, no bears, and that's a bunch of bullshit. You don't understand. The way my mother raised me, I run from ticks like they're jaws.
Well, apparently you attract them.
I have something ticks to admit bears. About that whole tick scenario.
What? See, this is what I don't like. You guys didn't tell me anything. What?
It may involve me and $25.
No. What?
Are you lying right now, you son of a bitch?
Is this a camping prank that occurred?
Wait. Hold on. Time out.
Happy birthday.
Are you serious?
Wait, so our neighbor really did not...
I mean...
Are you being fucking serious right now? Why are you only telling me this now?
You gotta have a camping... prank.
That was the prank?
She didn't
really
even tell me. Oh my god.
She really didn't.
There's no ticks there. Come on.
You son of a bitch, bro. Do you know the heart attack? Do you know
Jerry had a heart attack?
That's why I overdosed on the bug spray.
That is such an awesome prank.
Oh my god.
That's why I the minute so we're jumping
like bug spray for a week.
We're jumping ahead, and I'm sorry for that, but that morning when I woke up, and you know, after I didn't sleep. We'll get to that. But I saw the neighbors. I was walking around. It was a beautiful morning. And, like, the husband comes up, and he's like, yeah, we're going to go. And I'm like, oh, what's wrong? What happened? He's like, my wife got bit by a tick. Panic.
So what you're saying are they're good actors.
Let me tell you, they sold the shit out of it. And she even went as far as to say, yeah, I even saw one. Because they had a dog with them.
Hilarious.
She said, I even saw one on my dog. And I was like, Brie!
Yeah.
Hey, what? Way to go, guys. No fucking ticks here. Ah, bullshit. Because it's like desert. I did think it was weird because there's no like high grass where we were.
A transaction made in the darkness of night.
$25 to say there was... We gave him $25 for the whiskey the night before. They would have done it for free. We gave him that and we gave him all of our inner tubes.
Oh, my God. I'm not even mad. I'm stunned.
The best is that, Luke, you held that in.
How'd you hold that in? It's like a month ago.
I feel like you needed to like digest the fear.
Did you get tick tested?
I'm going to read. Okay, here's what I wrote, okay, in the bug situation, okay? Just so you guys really know, okay? This is my written words right here. I've succumbed to the fact that this blog will make me look like a pussy, but here we go. Bugs don't bother me all that much except ticks. Yes, that's right, ticks. Allow me to explain. My mom, who was for sure the best mother ever, was very protective of me and my brother. In the few and far between moments we spent in the great outdoors, she reacted to the threat of ticks like the extras in the movie Jaws when the great white is first spotted. So, and I guess you read this, so wow, just, you're like fucking Kaiser Soze in Usual Suspects right now, admitting the truth.
I used to have passengers on my trips in South America that would be worried about things like in the Amazon.
Well,
can only
imagine the bugs that you guys came across
totally.
In the fucking Amazon.
So I would just do I would do a similar thing all the time with them.
I mean, I went and I got all 5 bottles of bug spray and I could not stop. I did 4 coats.
The following day when I walked up the hill and you were just like killing your body in bug spray.
Every three minutes.
Oh my.
All over dripping down your body. It's not supposed to go on that
He
thick.
Looked wet at all times.
It wasn't sunblock.
No.
I have pictures of me applying the bug spray.
I have pictures.
Here's what I'm saying, but let's get back to that clip that we just played. That was the part of the trip. Like, if you would have asked 10-year-old me, what do you think camping is like? I would have said, oh, a campfire with, like, marshmallows and mushrooms. marshmallows. 10-year-old me did not take mushrooms.
If Bree's dad wasn't there, come on.
But I imagine that that's what camping was. Everyone around a campfire telling stories and having a good time. And
totally.
That's what the night turned into. You built a great fire. Matt, there was great food. We started drinking and playing games. So at this point now, I'm like, all right, this camping thing is not half bad. I'm with people that I truly enjoy. I think I'm going to want to do that. At this point now, I'm like, I could do this shit more often.
See how whiskey works? It's amazing.
It was a little whiskey. It was a little food. And just the fact that we built a fire and cooked the stuff, it made me feel good. I enjoyed that part. But then we get into the part of the night where I didn't really enjoy, where it's like almost time for bed.
All right, guys, I've really been enjoying this camping stuff until it got really pitch blackout. I just walked away from the group to go pee, and there's like a whole bunch of other groups out here, and I just see a whole bunch of flashlights. There's a lot of cool stars, but it's fucking pitch black. You can't even see your hand in front of your face, and I was scared to pee, and I think I just peed into the wind and peed all over myself.
I was pissing while I was taping this.
I don't know about this camping stuff. All right, I'm walking back to everybody. Whoa, I'm going down a hill. All right, camping. I don't know. Everyone kind of smells.
All right. Now, luckily, I did not go into the campground toilet slash hole in the fucking ground. Do you? Because I went into town a couple of times.
Wow.
And the one thing that I like about camping is you could just go pee anywhere, basically. But
well, if you're a girl, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah, you guys are screwed.
Although it didn't stop.
Unless you have talent.
I admit that. But
Tara.
Yes, I'm very.
I did not go into the bathroom. What was the bathroom like?
Disgusting.
Oh, interesting.
The key to the bathroom is you have to back in and you cannot look down the hole. You have to just...
You got
to
back that thing up.
I never once looked down the hole. That's what scares you.
I have seen much worse than that.
Okay, mind you, we're up into Upper Kern River. There's a liquor store right outside of our campground where you can buy ice, wood, and beer. And then if you go a half hour in, you can get cell service and you have a nice little town where you can have breakfast. So this is not quite roughing it.
Did you guys do anything
like
that?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
But for your first time, would you say that like...
I felt like that was the nicest camping you could have done. Yeah.
I felt like
really? Isn't there some like hoity-toity Malibu camping you
guys
do?
That's actually worse.
Why? It's in Malibu. It's fucking 40 minutes away.
Everything's nicer in Malibu.
It's Point Magoo, and it's not 40 minutes. It's like an hour and a half.
There's no showers there, are there?
There's always showers.
Well, it doesn't matter. We got Luke, who brings a solar heated shower.
A solar heated shower was impressive. I was impressed by that.
$10. Big five.
Apparently, the sun heats this bag of water, which totally makes sense, and then you open it and you stand under it. That's amazing.
I did, but it worked.
The girls didn't.
At one point, I saw Jerry taking a bag of wet naps and washing his whole body, and he looks at me and he goes, Tara, why are your feet so clean? And I'm like, I was in the water all day long floating with the bears.
Well, we haven't gotten to the next day yet. We're almost at the next day, but... that shower was not able to get the bug. They didn't have enough pressure to get the bug spray off me.
All right. There's been some drinking games going on, and it's getting a little out of control. The fire's steady. We just went on a little walk, and I have to say this is the best part of the trip so far. Looking up and just seeing how the stars look. So this camping thing's growing on me. Bree, how do you feel about camping thus far?
I love camping.
Loves camping. Lauren, how are you doing?
Not on drugs.
Now?
I'm doing great. The stars are so beautiful. It's the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
Just for the record, no one has taken psychedelic drugs, so they actually mean what they say when they say it. We made friends with our neighbors. Our neighbors from the lot next to us have come over.
Luke made good friends.
Gigantic bottle of wine. They seem cool.
It's her birthday.
Celebrating. People are still messing with me, telling me that at any moment bears or rattles.
Jerry, look out!
See, that's just stupid. That what you just did right there is dumb. You know what? I have a stun gun. You'd be sleeping next to a man in a tent who has a fucking stun gun. All right. Just for the record, I will stun the shit out of her if she tries scaring me.
Hey.
Guys, seriously, what is that though? Hold on. No. What? See that right there?
The pole.
Oh. All right, let's go.
All right. So we got our neighbors now. We introduced the neighbors that Luke fucking gave $25, but I am not reimbursing you for that $25. That's your own dumb
ass. Oh, that was
prank.
Well worth it, I
well
think.
Well worth every penny. I'd do it again.
I will point out, no one was using psychedelic drugs, so Bree and her sister do sound like they're on mushrooms. Like, I love
yeah, what is the deal
camping.
With that?
But they were just what? Just drunk, a little buzz?
Or is that your daddy voice?
My daddy voice. Let's talk about how beautiful the sky was there. The stars.
Yes, Luke at one point, Camper Luke grabbed us. We walked
a little
bit.
We could see the whole Milky Way.
And there's
only certain times of the year that you can see the whole Milky Way. And we just happened to be
there
at that time.
Is that true, Camper Luke?
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
No. Bri, I feel like I've always seen the Milky Way there. Guys, I told you this. I looked
what,
it up
when you
online.
Were stoned?
Are you talking about like, well, you can't see the whole Milky Way?
Wait, this
in
is
LA?
How the conversation went. I love camping.
I'm
going to
Google this right now. Continue your conversation.
Hey, guys.
I feel like it's not like coincidence, though, that like at the I think it's maybe if it is, it's like all summer long. It's not like we were there the one weekend.
I said a couple months. It was only a couple months out of the year.
Stop kidding yourself. Do we really even know what the fucking Milky Way is? Thank you, Tara.
I could be like, oh, there's the Milky Way. I see like the three stars.
But how beautiful were the stars?
The star. We shut off.
The stars are amazing.
We shut off our flashlights. We were able. It is the best.
I don't remember any of this.
You weren't there for that. I think you went to bed.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa, I don't remember that or
a
bottle.
There's a stage you get into called Blackout, Tara.
No, you know where you were? You were when we got back, Matt, Camper Matt, who is not here.
You guys
obviously
went on a walk without me?
I mean, we went on a 5-minute walk. This is where Camper Matt went down to the flowing lake by himself.
Oh, yeah.
And we had all been drinking.
He's having a moment.
He literally, and again, no one, to my knowledge, has taken psychedelic drugs at this point.
He was crouching there staring at the water.
For like
the
an
star
hour.
Rock.
And the Milky Way, which you could only see every Christmas.
Mind you, me and Matt got there early. We started drinking the whiskey a little earlier than you guys.
Did you Google that fun fact that you thought you had?
No, because you gave me a dirty look, so I thought that meant don't do it.
I'd like to know.
Okay.
So, could someone please find out if the Milky Way is only apparent when?
Just for a couple months a year.
All right, well, you do that.
I feel like it's the Milky Way galaxy. It's huge. Like, you should be able to see it all the time.
Luke, I cannot tell you...
I don't know.
Any stronger that I don't know what the fucking Milky Way is exactly.
You showed me.
It was like a dusting, like a cluster
right,
of
stars. Right, so you know what that is? That's like
stars and planets and stuff that we don't really truly know what it is. Maybe Bree does.
Tara does.
All right, should we play another clip while you're Googling?
Yeah.
Everyone's seen a friggin' shooting star so far but me, and it took me 9 hours of camping to see a friggin' shooting star, but I finally just saw one. And it was awesome.
Did you make a wish?
I did make a wish. I wished I could see another shooting star. This is your podcast host, Jerry Ferrara.
There was like a weird
signing
moment.
Off.
Till tomorrow.
Till 10 minutes from now when I can't sleep. And I'm just realizing, so we're laying in a tent and like, it's gonna be so annoying to get up to pee in the middle of the night. And I pee, I have like a small bladder.
Oh,
I pee like
no.
10 times. It's gonna be put your shoes on, find the flashlight, get your knife, where's your stun gun, open the door, find a good spot, don't pee on the tent. It's gonna be real tough to go pee 800 times. All right, everyone, just wanted to say Bad for Business is interesting right now. Camping, I don't really know if it's good or bad for business yet. Hopefully you guys will like this when you listen to it. I am staring at the entire Milky Way.
And
I think I see Orion's belt.
I don't know what Orion's belt is.
And, you probably were.
Yeah. All right. Till next time, camping so far has been good. We're safe.
All right.
Thank God.
I was going to make them hear my stun gun, but that might be a little aggressive because I don't know if they believe I have it.
I was just going to let off a few shots.
Crack it a few times.
All right. So I made a big rookie camping mistake, and Luke actually told me what I should have done, and the minute he said it, I was like, oh my God, that makes the most sense in the world. Being that we are dudes, like, you bring a fucking Gatorade bottle into your tent.
Oh, gross.
What do you mean?
You get on your knees and
you
pee.
Let me tell you something. I was not lying about the small bladder. I pee 4 or 5 times a night. Do you know how annoying it is?
Do you know how many beers I drank? Do you know how many times I peed?
But you were unconscious. You might have pissed.
Yeah, you were unconscious.
You were unconscious, Tara.
Like
okay?
At like 7:30 at night.
You figure out how to open your tent, and you think you're peeing a lot further away from your tent than you are.
Yeah. But like,
and you wake up in the morning, and it's
to wake
right
up,
next
put
to
your shoes on, get the look around for the flashlight. You're in a sleep. You don't really even know what's going on. You have to unzip the little tent door.
Yeah.
Get off your air mattress. Walk to a safe distance, pee, find your way back. It's just, you bring a fucking Gatorade bottle.
Gatorade bottle.
Did you pee in a Gatorade bottle, Luke?
I always pee in a Gatorade
bottle. How many times did you pee in a Gatorade bottle on this camping trip?
I don't know, maybe like 3. It was 2 nights.
The same bottle, did you empty it or you just
kept... Yeah, you empty
it. Ew!
You just empty it.
Where did you empty it?
Wait, which one? Was it an orange Gatorade bottle?
Yeah, right next to your tent, Tara, with all yours.
I thought it was
Tara,
weird that
look,
I peed all over
you
my
guys,
tent.
Women have made such a mountain out of the fact that, like, the best part of being about a guy is that we could just whip it out and piss anywhere. That's the perfect time to do it.
Do you know how many times I fell over trying to pop a squat?
But that's what I'm saying. The perfect time to do it is when you're in a fucking tiny-ass tent and it's 4
okay,
a.m.
Okay, so you're
yep.
still
you're
trying
drunk.
To impress the father, but what about the... If I woke up and my boyfriend was peeing in a Gatorade and then left the Gatorade bottle
Bree,
next to me.
Would you have been offended?
That's
if
just
no.
asking
woke up,
for it.
If you woke up and I was urinating in a large Gatorade bottle with a cap that I have for when I'm done. We're not going to leave it open.
Like a gallon
bottle.
Would
you be like, oh my God, you're the most disgusting guy I've ever seen in my life? Or like, I get it. You're surviving.
I think I would have been jealous because I got up in the middle of the night to go pee and I was scared to go 3 feet
from the tent. Did Jerry have
to
go with you or no?
Yeah, right. I let him be.
I feel like you would have been really angry in the morning when you woke
up
hungover,
right next to it.
Thirsty, and you found a Gatorade bottle next to you, and then you...
You told her?
Did you tell her?
I didn't do it. But like, if I would have done it, I would have pointed out before we went to sleep, I would have said, Bree, so you know if I have to pee in the middle of the night.
That's like when you fall asleep with a glass of vodka next to you and you wake up in the morning thirsty. It's the same thing. It's disgusting.
That's never happened to me.
That's never really happened to me either, but...
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Tara, come on. You know what I'm talking about. Of all situations where women say, it just must be great to be able to pee.
I don't mind waking up in the middle of
the
night and peeing a couple times when I'm
when you're camping?
Because that's part of camping. You're camping. You're not supposed to walk all the way to that disgusting
toilet.
Can I
tell you guys about a little piece of gear that exists?
Oh, God, don't do it.
There's a portable bathroom that you install. Basically, Luke travels to camp with indoor plumbing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing where girls can stand up and pee.
Girls can stand up. Okay. There's a piece of gear you can buy from, like, REI, and girls can stand up and pee into it. And it...
But you still have to stick. Can we sit and pee
like
in the Gatorade bottle with this thing?
It's kind of like a funnel situation, I think. I've never truly investigated, but I know it exists.
I totally don't have one of those.
I feel like you should bring that when you travel anywhere.
Okay, good call.
Put it in your bag.
We're going to turn to our expert researcher here at Bad for Business. Bree, do we know if the Milky Way is year-round or not?
It's not year-round. It's in 3 or 4 months of the summer. I'm just trying to pull up the exact...
But only camped there in the summer because you don't
Kern
camp
River
in the winter.
Right now?
Did you find a fact that says that?
Sarah, what'd you find?
Sarah, let's point out we do have Sarah is here, who basically you're
we have another guest in the studio.
She was not
on
the camping
couch.
Trip, but Sarah, jump in the chair. Jump in Tara's chair for a second. Tara looks like she's going to the bathroom.
Tara's taking a bathroom break now that we've talked about.
I used
bathrooms.
The Jedi mind trick and made Tara have to pee.
Will you get me more wine?
That was
what
great.
What do you got about the Milky Way?
Okay, so hold on. Well, I just sent this to Bree, so I have to pull it back up.
Being on your cell phone on the podcast doesn't work very well, Sarah.
Okay. Well, no.
She has the Milky Way.
Yeah. There's certain places where you can see. I don't know exactly where you guys went camping. I don't know exactly where that is on the map. Is it north of Los Angeles?
Neither do I.
Okay. One of the best places to see it is Joshua Tree, but I know that's not anywhere near where you guys went.
But I've been there. I did not camp there.
As you go north, it becomes easier to see,
which is where we went.
Yes. Hold on. Sorry, I sent this to Brie. If you Google where to see the Milky Way in Los Angeles,
but is it true or false that
it could have
the
been
Milky
it?
No, that the Milky Way is only visible a certain amount of time throughout the year, or
true.
Is it always?
I
there?
Feel like
That's
Brie
true.
Figured that out.
Yeah,
yeah,
because everything rotates, correct? I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
I guess if you look
so
at
we
it,
were
yeah.
there at a special.
Well, thank you
time
for helping us
year.
With that, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Pointed out that Tara, so
Here.
You know.
Jerry likes to make me sound...
No. We took astronomy, though. Brie and I took astronomy.
Yeah,
did
we
you
did.
Take it together?
I
took astronomy, too.
I met Sarah in school
in
at Cal State Northridge, and we did take astronomy together. And it was an online class. Was it an online class?
Yeah.
How did you meet in an online class?
Tests.
That's my
no,
question.
We didn't
and we would take
an
tests together
class.
And Google all the answers. Online
so
classes
So you're announcing
are the best.
To our hundreds of thousands of listeners that you're a cheater.
I never use those words. I just
online,
said we use Google for research.
Everyone does group... participation in online classes. Is that what it looked like when you guys saw it?
Yeah.
This?
It looks beautiful.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll post a photo.
The Milky Way
along with
is
this
very
podcast.
It is very beautiful. And Brie, I don't try to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about, but sometimes you throw things out there the way it just sounds like you made it up.
Babe,
it sounds
you.
Like,
you,
you know, the Milky Way is only available
I think that's
to
great,
you.
Though.
Babe, I told you that a couple weeks ago though.
Like if you can say something with such certainty that people believe you, like, why not?
She's one of, if not the smartest person I know. So it's not that I doubted
Ooh.
You. It's just that
Ooh,
I the great. Way you throw things out sometimes doesn't sound like it's correct.
Oh, Tara just grabbed a
the,
bottle of scotch
We found
out
the bottle
of
Johnny Walker.
She went on a
Walker.
Bathroom break, but she you really
have,
went to go
it's
grab
a cast
it.
You have quite
the
scotch
trip.
Collection.
I do have a scotch
friend.
Collection, and she found the bottle that we actually brought camping.
We didn't finish that
By the
bottle?
Way, Bree's sister like brought like a bottle of, like, what did she bring with her? That was very strange.
Some weird vodka.
Some weird vodka, like.
Something Ciroc flavored.
Her sister is
21. Amaretto,
that's what it was.
She wanted it in her coffee.
That's
you
like
know,
such a 21-year-old drink.
I wish we could have spoke to Lauren, but hey, it's like, you know what? You know what I feel like on this camping trip? An amaretto sour. That's what I wanted. Just in case anybody wanted an amaretto sour, we had the ingredients.
I wish somebody told me we were going to put that in the coffee. That
and for the record,
amazing.
Too, for dinner, we had sausages, hot dogs, hamburgers. There was some kind
steak.
Carne asada thing. We ate like kings and queens.
We had
a lot
like
of it
seven
fell on the
coolers. Yeah. All right. So, Jerry, how much did you sleep?
Let's just hit the button. We're just going to play the clip.
Yeah, all right. This is the same kid signing off for tonight.
So I'm signing off from the last
one. Bracano. I cannot fucking sleep. I can't sleep.
Oh, so guys. Jerry, in the middle of the night, I wake up. We're on the same air mattress, so like every time he moves...
It became like a seesaw. I was launching her into the fucking air.
And because it was deflating. Deflated. By the time we woke up, it was deflated. And I wake up to him recording. I can't fucking sleep. I can't fucking sleep. He was cursing.
That's creepy.
He was cursing all night.
Yeah.
All night.
Because you know, like when you're actually tired and you lay down and you kind of miss your window to fall asleep, then you start just thinking about stuff and then you're awake again. That's what happened. I was very tired, the Milky Way, all the booze, all that good stuff. I laid down on the air mattress, which was full of air at the time. And then as the air mattress began leaking air and getting more and more uncomfortable, I just started thinking about life and camping, and I just started to wake up. And when I tell you, I slept for a total of 40 minutes.
Whoa.
And I have never been in more pain or been more uncomfortable when I actually woke up from those 4 minutes. I'm talking like I had to give myself an adjustment. I had to crack my neck, my back, my ankles. The air mattress was basically just a wet sheet at this point of sweat, because also it's the middle of summer. Now we're camping. It's 110 in the day. It's 94 at night. There was no breeze off the flowing lake.
I was cold at night.
I tend to think that it might have even been hotter during the day. Like, it was oppressive heat. The worst.
You're not supposed to camp in the
dead
of summer.
Who brought the Easy Up? You're welcome.
Tara did.
What is that?
The Easy Up, the little tent thing that you sat under all day.
Over there.
I brought that.
Thank God for that.
But you do have to know that the reason that you didn't sleep, and let me ask Luke, have you ever used an air mattress when you've went camping?
I have not.
I have never either. Maybe you have used a Therm-a-Rest, which is amazing.
I didn't know.
You're not glamping, you're camping.
But I didn't know. So all I knew
maybe
is when I was
maybe a couple more whiskeys, you would have slept in
the I was at the store, they sold me on the air mattress.
Don't
I didn't know.
Don't listen to the store.
All right, well, we don't have any clips from the next day because I didn't have my phone with me.
We have a morning clip.
Is that right?
I don't think I want to know about
that. Do we have a morning clip?
Yep. You recorded that, guys?
It's weird to actually say morning clip. Hey! Because clipping could be known.
This episode will be explicit.
Yeah,
we
got a little morning clip.
Is that when we cheers?
Day two camping. It's 7:42 in the morning. I slept for a total of 46 minutes.
Okay, so you're a liar.
It's already about 92 degrees. I'm going to go see if these kids know how to make some instant coffee on a campfire. And, I don't know. So I thought we were going to leave camping too.
Oops. All right, we'll have to back up. Well, Luke did have a stove with him, so we were able to have some coffee.
Luke had an impressive... I brought a French
press. And the coffee
press
was good.
I brought a French press. He brought... What did you bring that was...
A percolator.
A percolator. What the heck is that? It was amazing, though.
Yeah,
a
gas-powered percolator.
No, that
was
the thing
you cooked
the coffee in.
It's like kind of like an old-fashioned way to make coffee, you know?
I thought I was fancy with my French press, my
little
mini
camping.
I bought
that just for this trip, because I know Jerry's a coffee drinker.
Well, listen.
Oh, but wait. You guys didn't have the coffee. You left to go get coffee, right? Is that
okay? Here's what happened. We were camping during the week. It was not a weekend. It was during the... We went on like a Wednesday situation. So there's no phone service. We did agree that we were going to do our best to not check phones and all that stuff. But now it's 8 in the morning. I hadn't fucking slept. And we went into town. We went into that little town.
So Bree, her little sister, her dad, and her lovely camping boyfriend, Jerry, they went into town to make a phone call. And get coffee. But how long were we there by ourselves for?
See, this is part of the camping trip that is kind of like a black hole for me. Because they're like, oh, we got to go check our cell phones. We're going to drive down the road. And then 4 hours later, I want to say.
Like maybe
no.
two. Realistically,
I feel
like
it was 4 hours.
Really, it's a half hour into town, a half hour back. So I say they were gone for about two.
Plus coffee, breakfast.
Two and a half.
hours. So my whole thing about camping is I don't even go to that convenience store if I'm... I have to feel like I'm really in the wilderness.
Yeah, but you know what, Tara? You don't go to the convenience store, but you enjoy this. You just tell you tell people
unlimited
shit to bring you from the convenience store. But you actually go to the
convenience
store.
I did actually. There was a girl that came the first day, Sherry. She drank all my IPAs, so she had... She left.
I supplied for the whole trip.
We did a lot of delivery.
I only did one thing. I did not have any duties. No one gave me any duties. Because I'm not qualified. But we had some motherfucking ice.
Well, if
at
somebody
all
is
times.
Going to the store, you're going to ask him for
Jerry
something.
Jerry made sure there was ice, beer, and firewood all
day long. I love
that because
Jerry.
I find what I'm good at and I stay in my lane.
The camping store is great, but the town, going to Kernville having a nice gourmet
breakfast.
I like
the way you said that, Kernville.
Our initial plan was we were just going to drive till we got phone service, make sure that there was nothing crazy going on, which I knew there wouldn't be.
Did
and
you
then
check
we
into a hotel
back.
And take a bath? Tell me the truth.
No, but we did check prices.
Ooh.
I didn't. Him and my dad did.
Let me tell you something, all right? We've been talking
about... My dad and him wanted to rent an RV on the way there.
Now he has to drink the scotch.
Of the scotch. That was... go ahead.
Ooh, it's like
camping.
I
like that we're bringing this full circle, and this is the bottle that went with us on the trip.
Let me tell you, this bottle has like maybe five shots out of it. Yeah, we all did.
Be careful, there might be a fucking tick on that bottle.
It tastes like campfire. I didn't pay anyone.
For $25, there will be. All right, back to
the show. Oh,
Tara's back.
I hate when I get...
What's happening?
So Tara just spilled a beer and then threw the cap across the
table. Okay, I will tell you, I was a little nervous about doing the whole podcast thing.
Are you a little buzzed right now?
Now I'm feeling quite comfortable.
All right, let's podcast.
Here we go.
We haven't been recording this whole time.
This isn't about the camping trip at all, is it?
We have not, but by the way,
no.
It's an intervention.
I paid Bree $25 and I hit record, so this has just been a joke. Thanks
all
for
right.
coming.
All
right. Talk about
but well,
there'll
still
life.
Be pizza, right, guys?
Oh yeah, we should order that soon. All right, so we did go to town with the thoughts of we'll drive till we get service and then we'll drive back. That's
because it was the middle of the week, so we still had some business stuff
going
on. So
at this point,
on.
It was Thursday morning.
Something like that.
Thursday morning.
By the time we started getting cell reception, it's about 5 miles till you get real good cell reception. Until we figured out that there was Wi-Fi at the campground liquor store.
Yep.
We figured that out later.
Best campground ever.
Then we started kind of coming up on motels and restaurants.
And my dad.
Your father was the team for like, let's get a real meal and a real cup of coffee.
I think
her
dad was really trying to be nice to you.
Look, it could have been several things. He could have really wanted that stuff, or he could have said, this kid from Brooklyn is suffering. I'm going to throw him a break and show him that I have a heart. So we found
a
nice little spot, and we ended up, they only have two different kinds of omelets. We sat down, we had omelets and cookies and coffee.
You were like, can I get quinoa with my tofu scramble?
I called my mom, we made some phone calls,
and then
we used
the
bathroom.
You're like, I'm alive and I haven't been bitten by a tick yet.
And then we came back.
I gotta say, I think you got back after noon.
Yeah, we had, mind you,
we got back and you guys were floating in the river.
Of course we were.
So
it was 1,000 degrees out.
And you guys were 10 beers
But if it makes you feel any better, I stayed at the campsite. Everybody except for me went and got breakfast at McNally's, which is they make like these little breakfast sandwiches and you can just walk to it.
We had hamburgers.
They had hamburgers. And I sat there by myself. This is the first time amongst the many times that I sat at that campsite by myself because I didn't want to leave.
The thought of cooking anything during the day was just ridiculous. Like
it was hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
Yeah, you don't really want to light a fire in a... Well,
no.
You didn't have to. The fires would just start themselves.
Yeah. What is this whole obsession with like no, we got to camp the right way? Like, would it be so wrong if I wanted like a RV or something?
No, I don't think so
like,
at all.
Would I be looked at
like
oh, look at this
I
want
to go to Yosemite and I want to get an RV.
And I want Jerry to have an RV.
Jerry, the next time...
I'll get one.
You can have one.
I got a group
one.
Of friends that goes camping and we bring like this 50-foot RV... It's so big it has a garage in it for a golf cart, and it's got enough room to sleep 10 people.
Why do you think this is a bad... Why do campers think like, oh, look at that pussy with his awesome 50?
I feel like when you're going camping, there's a reason. Like, I want to feel like I'm living off of everything I brought, and I want to be in nature, and I don't want to, like, talk to people on my phone. I don't want to check my Instagram and see how many likes I got on that picture of the campfire posted the night before. Like, it's just about disconnecting a little bit.
But let's just also say we were taking a lot of photos.
Oh, I got a lot of likes on that picture.
We were taking a lot of photos. Well, when we came back from this little day trip that we went on, everyone was in the flowing lake, a.k.a. the river. Now, this is where I started enjoying myself because, you know, we had some tubes. You kind of flow down this river.
You flow down the rapid waters.
I feel like we were all in the water and you were sitting reading a book up at the top.
Well, no, I was the anchor.
He was the anchor.
I went in the water, which I have to say is cool because it cooled you off because it was so damn hot.
We tied all the tubes together.
Everyone had a beer, drinking. But then I remembered my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, Stand By Me, when the kids had to walk through a river to get to the other side and they all came out with leeches stuck to their balls.
Oh, we did talk about
it. Which
I
did get one leech while we were there.
So
no, you didn't, did
that
you?
That thought creeped in my head, and I went and I threw it out there like a joke. I'm like, huh, remember Stand By Me with the leeches? And Luke was like, oh yeah, there's probably some he gave me like a maybe. So I'm like, you know what? I'm getting the fuck out of here for now.
Did you pay the leech $25?
This is legit. It was like a leech the size of like a pinhead. It was nothing. I've had leeches on me that are maybe 5 inches long before.
Jesus.
And especially in LA.
Yeah, that was in Minnesota. But, yeah,
so
LA too.
So Tara and I went up, we took the rafts up.
Oh yeah, so you climb up the stream.
And what did we see? We thought we saw bear poop.
Well, yeah, you do a little hike. We do a little hike. You hike up about a mile up the Kern, and then you hop in on your inner tubes, me with my life jacket, and you float down, butts up, because you don't want the rocks to hit you. And it's so much fun. But this time, and we've gone eight times.
It was like low, the river.
We're experiencing drought, so the river was really low. So
everyone turn off your bathtub right now. Yeah, and there was bear poop.
We saw a big pile of poop. We thought it was bear poop. But then later that day, when we were driving back from the hiking trail, which we'll talk about, we saw some cattle that were on the loose.
I mean,
we think it came from them.
There was a huge difference between poop from a bear and poop from a cow.
Well, they're both really huge. Huge.
It was huge, and it was fresh. So Tara and I were like, let's just get in here, because we were
and
scared.
And we weren't going to tell Jerry about it.
Until we took him up the river
and he saw the bear poop.
I felt like that was the moment that could have broken Jerry for real.
He handled it quite well, surprisingly well. I thought he was gonna
I'm surprised.
There's been another drink down here.
This one was not me, this was Sarah.
Everything is bad for business around here right now.
Well, it was Jerry pouring Sarah's. I just want to make sure everyone knows I didn't spill the alcohol.
What did you think when you saw the bear shit?
I suspected you guys were messing with me.
We all pooped and left it there for you.
Ew, God, ugh.
And she gets mad at me for peeing in a Gatorade bottle. Tara, way to go.
If I was really thirsty,
did you think
upset.
It was bear shit?
Well, that's the thing. At first, I'm like, all right, they're just messing with me. And then when I went and actually saw it myself, that's where I said, let me get my knife and let me get my taser. And let me just say, I went just to go get it.
Taser is in the room.
Oh, you scared the cat?
I just broke the garage band with my taser.
Yeah, so, no more.
That was
taser.
Some high decibel level.
No, I saw it.
Can I taste just one time? Come on, one time.
What do you mean? No way.
But no, the poop.
Luke won't even notice it.
But you know what? That being said, I was confident in our group at that point that we could overcome a bear. Luke
also
talked me off the bear ledge.
Also, Bree's dad was with us, and I think Jerry didn't want to look.
You gotta look like, hey, you know what? If someone is going to attack us with a bear, like, he had to have the confidence that I would step up and be a hero in the situation. So that day was great. It was so hot that the tube I was on, the paint on the tube melted and then reapplied itself to my back.
Which, Jerry, by the way, tattooed. You thought you had like a rash.
So
or something.
I had a green circular shape on my back of paint from the wrap because it was so hot the paint freaking melted off my tube.
It was really happen hot. To anyone
That's when
but
the
you.
Solar shower came into play.
I tried to get the green paint off with that. I was still covered in bug spray because now this whole time I know there's ticks around us, or at least I think. And look, when you're in the lake, it's great. It's a river, I know. When you're in there, the day's great. But when you get out, you get so damn hot. Like, I just don't think that camping should be done in the summer like that.
If you're doing it in the summer, you have to be near water. Can you imagine doing like Joshua Tree right now?
No, it's stupid. But you know what, Ben? You didn't attend. I think you took a nap at this point. We drove like 30 miles up the mountain.
I didn't
want
to leave the campsite, okay?
And we went to the trail of
100 giants.
Ooh, it was
with
very
all the
nice.
Sequoia trees. It's so cool.
Which was beautiful.
You can literally walk through a sequoia tree.
And by the way, when we left, my car said 120, 103 degrees. As we entered 30 miles up the mountain, it was 74 degrees.
That's the one thing I'm sad I missed, because I did sit at the campsite by myself.
And you go on this walk, and it's great.
Too scared to go in the water.
You're in touch with nature. You're seeing, like, to see these trees, it really is pretty cool. It's not something that you could see every day, and it's not something you could see just anywhere. So that was a highlight of the trip for me. And there was another great bonding experience. We missed you, Tara. You were napping.
I did not miss you very much, but I missed you guys when you came back. I was like, oh, welcome back. Now I have somebody to hang out with.
And then we came back, and then Bree and I discovered that there is Wi-Fi at the
beginning of the end.
Because then I discovered that I had some work emails, and
so we went down there to check
the meeting the next day at 9 a.m. that I couldn't back out of. So then the discussion came. Should we leave? Should we stay?
So we actually got change and used the payphone. Okay, and I have a record.
What
of
was
this.
That like?
I totally was like, whoa!
I had to use a payphone.
Camping's
I
cool.
I had to
we
use a payphone to call.
Payphones are generally only used for drug dealers and mafia guys.
No one even uses payphones anymore.
And I'm making like a phone call to a casting director on this payphone.
And she's negotiating, like, okay, what the meeting was for the next day, what time?
Deposit 10 cents.
It's a four hour drive. So we're trying to figure out, well, if we leave at, 8 a.m., we could get you back at noon. They wanted to see her at 10. So this is all going back. Where finally she comes to the conclusion, you know what? We're staying. We're sleeping here because there's a chance we were going to leave at night. She says, we're staying because I think we could push it till 1. They're going to call me. I have to call them back to confirm.
I thought I could change the meeting till 1.
We go back to the campfire where I'm supposed to build the fire tonight. Luke gave me the task of building the fire. Something happened there.
I was totally looking forward to it because the first night,
I was excited
me
to build
and Jerry
my
talked
fire.
About it. We talked about the science of making a fire, how to collect kindling, like how to really
it's
get
like
this
Breaking
going
Bad.
With one
he was
match.
Teaching me how to cook.
And it was great. We were really excited. And then comes around dusky time you'd start
after we made the phone call.
Well, you guys were discussing the whole like when we should leave, if we should stay, and you guys would go on these long walks while all of us would sit around talking about if you guys were really gonna go or stay or whatever.
So
drinking
this big
beer.
Camping like survivor kind of thing, like are Bree and Jerry gonna stay or are they gonna go tonight?
Like how far are they walking? Are they walking back to town and getting a hotel?
All right, so this is what happened though
with the fire.
What happened is we turn around, time to start the fire. Bree's dad, God bless him, had some time on his hands, and he set the whole thing up. Like
he stole my fire.
He did. He stole your fire.
It was a nice tiki.
And let me just say,
yeah,
it was. I did light the match, but he did build a lot of kindling.
I tried to deconstruct
stuff.
It a little bit for you, so you could actually have to put something.
Yeah, you know what? I was like your unathletic son. Who was like trying to play a sport for the first time?
Which is so
Luke
weird.
Luke was trying to like, why don't you just put that last stick on there and light the fire? I'm like, it's already built, dude. Like, I get it. He's like, why don't you throw another log on there? I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same. But now there's serious doubt if we're gonna leave. Bree makes the decision. We're gonna stay, and we'll leave at 8 a.m. the next day. So we come back to the campground. Fire's up. Food's being cooked. Drinks are starting to flow again. Carbon copy of the night before. Having a great time. Now we have to go back to the payphone to just confirm.
Well, we made the mistake of getting Wi-Fi. So we're walking back to the store, and I get an email that says, we cannot move the meeting till 1. You can only come at 9. So then I'm in a little bit of a dilemma, because that means
she could either blow off the meeting and we sleep over, or we literally sleep for an hour or two, wake up at 4 a.m.
I wish I would have blown off the meeting.
And drive back. There is we have some evidence. You hear Bree talking in the background.
Ooh,
to the cast.
I haven't heard this one.
Instead, we're leaving in the morning now.
Hey, Heidi.
And something came up, and now we got to come into town to use a payphone. Yes,
so sorry,
a payphone.
Now, I know it doesn't sound like much, okay, but what was
but
happening
I'm in the background.
There?
You know what? It's actually nice to hear that, because for a little while, I really thought that you just really wanted to leave, Jerry.
No.
And they basically said what?
I was bummed.
10 a.m.? Like, your meeting was at, like, 10 a.m. or something?
Yeah, they were like, you cannot come.
And you're like, what if I just go with my hair all messy?
Yeah.
Oh, but
and
what
by the way,
dad?
I haven't showered in 2 days at this point.
No,
so,
everyone stinks at this point, by the way. Let me just point out.
We were all in the water all day. I was the cleanest I've been in days.
Everyone
smelled like Kern River.
Everyone smelled a little bit.
Yeah, and Bree's dad, what about water. This? This is super sad. Bree's dad was so nice. He walked all the way to the store. This was his first or second trip, but not your fifth, to get you batteries to blow up your little air mattress, Jerry. And then when he walks back with
the
batteries,
he had the wrong ones.
He gets the wrong ones, and then he comes back. and you guys are, oh, we're leaving now, after he'd walked twice to the store.
That was not my decision. All right.
That was nice of him.
By
to
the
do
way,
for
at
you.
A camp store, that probably cost him a good $50.
Oh yeah.
Jeez, wait. Now I'm just feeling like a total shithead. I will be honest with this group because I love you guys. You guys are my family. I care about everybody here. I did not, Bree, did I ever once say, let's just go home tonight? What was
when
I saying
When I actually
to you?
Made the decision to stay when I thought the meeting was going to be at 1.
Bad decision.
Jerry was like, okay, good. I can relax now. We're staying. We don't have to pack up the tent. Then when I got the email saying they couldn't move the meeting and we had to leave right then in the dark and pack up the tent in the dark, it got a little hectic.
Which at that point, I had to make a decision.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. I just wanted to wrap up that topic with saying, the minute she did say...
Hand me that bottle, Tara.
Oh, the scotch. Ooh. You want the scotch bottle, yes. Bree? There you go, my
the
darling.
The minute Bree did say, let's just leave tonight, I would be lying to you guys if I didn't say I was a touch relieved. It was not my decision.
Wait, what?
I'm just being honest.
Is that shocking to anybody? He was a touch? How many hours did you sleep with that night?
I'm just being honest, and I'll take you through the road out of there. And I think this is where I really impressed her father. But... I never once said to Bree, we should go. I never once said that. I never once said, I never persuaded her to leave. But when she said, we should just go tonight, I went, I think you made the right decision.
So meanwhile, I'm trying to convince Luke.
So now we have to pack in the pitch black. We have to pack all our stuff.
I'm trying to convince Luke and Bree's little sister and Bree's awesome dad to stay and come home with us because I don't want to be
Which
camping.
Which would have never happened.
Well, we had two cars.
I didn't want to camp by myself with Matt Mark because that's weird. And I didn't want to camp.
Really?
And Matt Mark was like, well, if they're leaving, we should leave. So I'm like, well, maybe I could talk somebody into staying and driving back in my tiny little two-door Scion awesome TC. And
guess who did it?
Guess who did it?
But we're forgetting... Well, or we're going to be reminded of the fact that Luke does not travel light. So not only are you taking an extra person in your car, you're taking someone who has a solar shower, a stove, indoor, outdoor plumbing.
Here we go, though. I got to talk about this.
Go ahead.
The only time I do stuff like that is in a car camping situation. I went to South America and lived there for an entire year out of one backpack.
Luke, I am not saying this in a derogatory way. I love that you have
I know, it's
if we were going again tomorrow, I'd say, Luke, bring everything.
And a minivan.
It's so embarrassing. If
we were going to go tomorrow, I would not go unless I had a
confirmed
agreement from Luke that he was bringing all his stuff.
Well, mind you, I had my little car with a beer cooler, which was massive, and a food cooler, which wasn't that big. But then three tents, because I had an extra.
We took some of your stuff. And then in turn, you took Luke and all his stuff.
You took my big cooler.
So Tara has this gigantic cooler, which when you're camping is the most amazing thing because you could hold tons of beers and you could throw food
and
in
the
there.
Ice doesn't melt for like, what, it's like a four-day cooler or
it's
something.
It's a great cooler. So I took that, so this way they had room for Luke's stuff. So
that was a trade, Luke for a cooler.
it was a trade.
By the way, though, Tara said the ice doesn't melt for 4 days. She just didn't know Jerry went to the
store. Well, it
was
1,000 degrees, 0.9 or something, and it melted.
Well, you know what? You can only see the Milky
Way. We happen
to
open the beer cooler.
All right.
So we learned something.
I didn't know there was a Milky Way there that weekend, but I'm glad I missed that.
Now we all just finished eating. It's pitch black outside. The stars are out. We have to pack up the tent. We have to pack up the car, everything, all the gear. It was very, very annoying. And then now it's about 10, almost 10 o'clock at night. We packed the car up, and we have a four-hour drive. Most of which is down a giant mountain that has it's a two-lane mountain that's very, very skinny and narrow with a giant cliff. No lights, so you can only go about 15, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, the drive. And we didn't tell you this, but guess what we saw when we were driving down the mountain? I kid you fucking not. We saw, and how cool is this? We saw a baby cub, mountain lion, a baby mountain lion. Is that a cub?
Are they called cubs?
No, I don't think that's
a cub. Oh, so it's totally worth it to leave early.
We saw a baby mountain lion.
By the way,
is that rare? I don't know.
I would be way more scared of a mountain lion than a bear.
Luke, it was the cutest thing, like galloping in the
street. Did you stop and take pictures? I bet you stopped
and took
pictures.
And then it saw the lights and it stopped in the lights in the middle of the road and then it ran.
And
it
saw my taser
and it ran. So when it ran.
Did you tase it?
Never. Never in a million years.
But it was the cutest thing I
wanted to take home. But off air, did you?
No. off air, which was still on air.
How no. cute did it look? How
it was
excited
really
was
cute.
That?
It was like a little. It was like Simba. Just
I guess
kinda,
a cub would be a bear. Ooh, so I am in a baby mountain.
It was real small.
There's one thing that freaks me out. It's mountain lions for real.
Why?
But we were just looking around for its mom. Humans.
So you think they were stalking us the whole time?
I feel like they might have been stalking you just a little bit. Did you pay the bear cub
no
thing,
way. That's
$25?
Full-size mountain lions freak me out.
Well, no, but it was a baby. That's why it was so cute.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
it was
a
full-size,
I would
have been
mom.
Scared.
Yeah,
that's when
you
should have been like,
far away?
I should turn around and
I
go back
you didn't
camping
get out to
now.
Take a picture.
I wanted to, but it was
oh
dark.
Oh, my God, Brie.
You were like the picture person.
It's like Luke and Lily, my kitties.
She's a total cat lady.
Ugh.
Brie has a cat. With my name.
So now it's 10 o'clock super at night, weird. Driving down this mountain. I hate driving on road trips. I could barely see already as it is
Lauren's
at night.
Lauren's passed out.
Lauren falls asleep 8 minutes into the ride.
Thank you for driving, though, because if Bree would have driven, you guys would never have made it back.
Bree fell asleep probably...
I stayed awake
ooh,
for
co-captain
you.
Did not...
Oh, no, that's right. Her dad rode in the back. She. You faded at the end there.
I was trying. I didn't even know
it's
what
a tough
I was
job
saying.
When you're not
I was just
driving.
Trying to talk to him to keep
three
him
hour,
awake.
I'm not going
to
lie. 3 hours into the drive now, it's 1 a.m. I felt
you're
like
somewhere
I was,
in San Bernardino.
I felt like I was playing Mario Kart.
Oh, but we hit traffic because they were doing construction.
Anyway, we got back at 2 a.m. We unloaded all the stuff
a
out of my car.
A 4-hour ride turned into like a 5-hour
ride. 5-hour ride. We put all the stuff. I took your cooler up to my place.
What were we doing at that time? Sitting around a campfire, beautiful stars, 10 Milky Ways, and whiskey? Yeah.
So you guys had a repeat performance.
10 Milky Ways?
Yeah, basically the same
at that
as
point.
What we're doing right now.
Well, I took the best shower of all time, dripping in bug spray everywhere. And
he smelled on the ride home so bad of bug spray.
You didn't
spray.
Smell so great either.
Yeah, Brie, you didn't smell so
I'm
great
just
either.
I'm just kidding.
You didn't seem to mind.
All right, well, that's basically all.
Where
our
was your dad
trip.
At this point?
That's basically the whole camping trip. Now, if you had to rate my performance on a scale,
wait, there's one thing we have not talked about,
ooh.
And that's Tara's cooler. We unpacked the car.
I wasn't done yet. I was building toward it.
Okay.
My cooler is awesome.
I held on to Tara's cooler. Let me say that it's still in my house. So this podcast is only really happening because you had to come get your cooler.
Well, I just figured if you kept it, you'd fill it with beer and we could go camping again.
Well, you know what would have been good to point out? After like a week and a half a week and a half that we got back, the cooler's in my kitchen and I start smelling something real weird.
Stanky.
We think it's his cupboard. We're like looking.
I'm like looking around.
I'm
like, is there
something?
I throw the garbage bag out. There's nothing in there. I'm like, look. I'm like, did like a mouth? Did something die with it? And I'm like,
oh
no. I see the cooler looking at me like, hey, remember me?
Seriously, that's so
bad. And I walk
so
over
bad.
And I open the cooler and there was sausage, Tostitos. Guacamole.
No.
It turned into a disgusting. Cooler of anthrax.
Ew. Okay, so what I think I did is, I mean, I was drunk, but I think I packed all of your food in my cooler so you guys could have some food.
And it turned, well, you know what? I saved it, and that's what I'm going to bring back to fight the
ew,
bears.
You said you were getting
I'll give you
dinner,
$10 to go stick your head in it right now for like 5 minutes.
And never.
And I actually, your cooler has since been cleaned out.
Aw, thanks.
It is totally sanitary. It is totally clean.
So it's ready to go camping again, right?
And if you don't take it with you, I swear, I almost did the ice bucket challenge with it.
you could sit in there. It's as big
it's
enough.
Gigantic, but you
we
must
were gonna hide
it.
My cats in there and send them home with me as a joke because Tara loves my cats.
I hate cats.
All right, guys. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, wow, Jerry came camping for the first time and was awesome.
Killed
uh-huh,
it.
Yeah.
One being like, we wish he didn't even come.
Oh, that's mean. Can we say that?
Go around the room. Brie, you go first. Scale of 1 to 10. 5 being the cheap, easy answer.
In all honesty.
Yeah, be honest. I'm not going to get mad at you. Be honest.
Are you going to take the scotch away if we say mean things?
No.
All right.
I haven't seen Jerry drink too much.
Oh, yeah. Jerry, here, have another one. He's done one.
This
I watched.
This is exactly what camping with Tara is like. She goes, oh, Jerry hasn't done one. You do one now. And she passes you the bottle and then you drink
all
it.
All right. So on a scale from 1 to 10, in all honesty... I'm going to give you points for being willing to, like, experience it and try to do it.
Open-mindedness.
The early exit brings some negative points towards you.
Big time.
And I know it wasn't your fault.
But
I know.
That was my fault.
You're going to take points away. You're going to do the Russian judge in
hey,
Olympics?
You should have put her in place and be
I
like, no
like
woman, we're staying.
There was a lot
staying.
Of discussion before that even happened, though, about an early exit.
Look, I can't sway your decision. I didn't start those.
I saw the hand holding walking down the road.
1 to 10, I'm gonna give you a strong 6.5.
Wow.
7. That's I might go 7.
This is his one of his best friends. Okay, I'll take that.
That's
three.
A lot. Yeah, this is one of my best friends. So
nice.
Just guys, here's what I'll ask. Don't say 5. 5's the most boring answer in the world. Anything but 5. Yeah, there we go. Way to be adventurous, Bree.
I literally was about to say 5.
Don't say 5. 5's just
5.7. I give you
points. Ooh, on the up side
6.
Of 5?
A six.
What did you say?
I give you points for being prepared.
Yeah, what did I do good? What did I do bad?
Gear. One of my favorite parts was your shopping for the gear. Jerry. You were totally down to buy anything and everything to make sure that we were prepared.
Wait, it sounds sound like a spoiled fuck.
You by totally the way, he was down to buy an RV if he had to.
You were
they
prepared.
Talked about it.
You got us home safely when you were falling asleep.
That was such a heroic effort.
That was the biggest... That was the biggest part of the camping.
That's where
you.
I think your father looked at me like, okay, kid,
yep.
I trust you, because it was 10 o'clock at night, 4-hour drive. He slept comfortably.
You know his dad just wanted to get back in the car and drive back to Kern, right?
He slept comfortably in the back seat under my command behind the wheel. And I feel like I earned his respect that night.
I
so.
Agree. I'm going to bring you to 7.5 for that.
Okay. Thank you, Lou.
Yeah, I'll bring you to a 7. But you do need to redeem yourself. I mean, I love camping, and I would really love to go on another camping trip with you that's not 100 degrees. I was trying to be a good sport for you. It was fucking hot. Like,
yes,
it was hot.
In your defense, it was a very difficult
You guys
time.
Need to figure this into your score.
I was really hot, too, but I've had a fucking
Tara,
blast.
Tara,
you were drunk half the time.
Well, yeah. It's camping.
When you give me my score... You must figure the conditions into play, please. For a first timer and those conditions, go. And no 5, you can't say 5.
All right, Jerry, I'd give you like a 2.
Oh,
I know that sounds really bad, but like
based
camping, okay, camping is not for everybody, and I just don't think camping is for you. Like, we have a great time sitting in an air-conditioned apartment drinking whiskey, but... I just don't think it's something you completely enjoyed. You did try. You bought your air mattress and your tent and your cool BMW car, brought all that cool stuff.
Whoa. What does my fucking car have to do with this?
What does
actually,
Dark Knight have to do
with
this?
I know. I have to drive my car.
It's a really good camping
car.
You could have slept in your car.
I had a lot of shit.
I didn't sleep in my car.
You could have. You should have. but I'm saying that, I don't know, you just didn't seem like you like... You tried. You tried for Brie. You tried for her dad. You even tried for me,
and
I think.
And that earns me a 2. And you're so.
I'm just saying you're not a great camper. I'm just saying.
I got to disagree with this completely, by the way.
Well, wait. I still have to, like, break down why.
Okay. Yes, I want to know how I got a 2.
I think that you don't drink enough whiskey and you don't eat enough sausage and that you shouldn't have a blow-up mattress. That's all.
And that knocks me down to a 2.
Okay, maybe a 2.7. That's a popular number. I don't know. I think maybe we'll try you in the mountains this year. We'll do one of the Big Bear snowboarding trips. Are you into the cold?
Or, like, there's nothing
do you
better
like
than
the cold?
Fall.
We're in a cabin.
I got news for you guys. All right. I have some rules if you guys are going to make me do this shit again. Do you want to hear them now? And this is how we're going to close the show.
By the way, I give you Hall of Fame numbers.
Your best friend, and that's your girlfriend.
I'm going to close the show with some rules. If you motherfuckers, and I say that with all due respect, want me to go camping again, I get to bring, if I want to bring some sort of RV or stuff to sleep indoors, I don't want to hear a thing about it.
But no personal assistant.
I don't have one of those.
You can't bring
but
one
if
anyways.
If I want to bring a camper, if I want to rent something, a pop out, whatever those things are called, I don't hear a word about it. And you know what? Whoever says something about it is not allowed in it.
What about a personal chef? Can you bring a personal chef?
That's one thing. Number two, we're not going camping in the winter. I'm not going in the summer again.
It's California.
Time,
it's always summer.
No.
We should go next month because it's cooling
the
down. Let's go by Malibu.
October's the hottest month in LA.
But not,
not in the mountains,
October's
but not
the
by Malibu.
Month.
By the ocean, you get the breeze.
Yeah, but then it'll be cold.
Well, here's the real thing.
Big Bear Cabin.
Here,
Boom.
Tara, here, we got it handled.
Here's the real thing that you guys cannot fight me on if you want me to go camping again.
We have to be sober.
No.
Yeah, right.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to ask you guys to do something that you've never done, that I enjoy doing, and you can't fight me on it no matter what it is. I promise it'll be legal. I promise it will not be an overnight thing, but you guys are going to have to do something that you have never done before that I enjoy doing. And you can't give me any shit about it, and you guys are going to be the rookies.
Yeah, Tara.
That I need to happen. See, she went there. I thought for a minute she was going to let that go and not, like, make the dirty joke. I feel like you tried to resist.
Well, Bree's dad has to be there, then.
Ew, God, Tara.
Okay, the scotch has been passed around.
Do we have an agreement?
Well, of course.
What would that be, though?
Yeah, what would it be, Jerry?
I'll tell you when the time is right.
Agreed. Deal. But I know
we will
that
have
drink
another
on
podcast
it
discussing
you
how we
you got to spend a night walking the streets in Brooklyn.
It could
in be, sneakers.
It could be something like that, or it could be something
I'll cheers to it and agree, and maybe do a shot.
Okay. Let's,
all right,
you're drinking audible ale there.
Let's end this podcast this is delicious with a cheers.
But I want to know what it is, too.
Cheers. Let me just say, here's
Jerry's,
I'm going to end on a serious.
Cheers.
Whoa,
the
scotch. Jerry, aggressive.
Wow.
Cheers
to
the bottle.
Cheers to your dad.
Yes, and for the campers who are not here, I'm going to pour a little out for you.
Oh, don't pour that out. Pour the Corona Light out.
I'm going to end on this note, okay? While I did not enjoy fully the camping experience, I meant what I said before. I enjoy all of you. You guys are my family out here. I had a good time. So for that, I will go again. If you agree to my rules. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. To camping. All those back in Brooklyn, all right? My fellow boys back in Brooklyn who've never been camping, try that shit, and then you don't ever have to do it again. Because
you'll hate it.
Yeah. From Brooklyn? Nah, we don't do that shit. Thank you guys for doing this. I appreciate
Wait,
it.
Wait, what are we doing, though? I want to know what we just agreed to.
Oh, no. You can tune in next week.
Oh, man, I need to get a computer.
Tune in next week. Does anyone have anything else to say?
I appreciate that you just poured some out for your homies.
Bye, Felicia.
All right, guys, that's camping. All right, that was my first time camping. Thank you all for listening. And like my mom says, bad for business. It's been good for business tonight. See you soon.
Bye.
Tara, say bye.
Never. Tara, say bye.
Never. Bye.
When you see me rolling by, you know that I'll be high. We smoking on that Buddha, 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 Buddha.
For business.